There is this subtle thought that anyone that's dealing with panic attacks, the anxiety symptoms like the dizziness, the nausea, the cardiophobia, the brain fog, the intrusive thoughts is always dealing with. And they don't realize this, but this subtle thought is fueling their anxiety and they don't even know it. And once people start realizing this subtle thought is there, they're able to change their anxiety recovery trajectory dramatically. And so if you're dealing with this, it's almost certain that you're dealing with this one thought. I'm going to share with you how to identify it, when to recognize when it's happening in the background, and what to do to overcome this thought and propel you in your healing journey. So let's get it started. If you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We have an anxiety recovery program called Bye Bye Panic that teaches people around the world how to overcome their symptoms. And so if you're new to the channel and if you want to know the principles of recovery, I have a free ebook that breaks down the recovery journey, what to expect, how to look at anxiety recovery. The book is absolutely free. Click the link down below if you haven't checked it out. It's going to really help you. Now, that being said, what is that one subtle thought that's there that's holding you back that you might not even realize it? It's not, oh, I'm gonna die, oh, something bad's gonna happen. It's even more subtle than that. And it's this idea that this shouldn't be happening, okay? So think about it this way, right? Imagine you're struggling with anxiety. There's nothing there to get you, right? There's no tiger. There's nothing that's putting you in danger, but you're experiencing such intense symptoms. And so the natural thought is, this shouldn't be happening. Why am I experiencing these symptoms? A lot of people start developing health anxiety for this reason, because they're experiencing all these intense symptoms and there's nothing wrong. There's nothing out there externally that's wrong. So it must be internal. And what this thought does is that it also creates a lot of internal friction. Many times, even when you're on the healing journey, you'll be doing better and then all of a sudden your symptoms will come back and you won't know why it happened. There is no logic. There is no rhyme or reason or why it happened. So you start thinking, wait, I thought I was doing better. I thought I was out of this. And then the anxiety came back. This shouldn't be happening. And so fundamentally, what's happened is that you basically have a certain expectation of recovery. Reality isn't matching that expectation, and that's causing internal friction. That's causing internal resistance. Now, what happens is even this subtle thought that this shouldn't be happening, like I mentioned, creates internal resistance and causes your fight or flight response to go off. Now, you might be thinking, yeah, Sean, but this is such a small thing. Why is my alarm system turning up so dramatically just based on this one small thing? Think about it this way. You have an alarm system that's going off over everything, right? Your alarm system is designed to protect you when, you know, a burglar comes in, or, you know, someone's trying to break in, or, you know, just protect you. It's not supposed to go off on every single gust of wind, right? But when your nervous system is sensitized, when you're experiencing these panic attacks, when you're getting these intrusive thoughts, when you're getting these physical symptoms and you've gotten everything ruled out, well, what's happened is that that alarm system has just gotten a little bit out of whack. It's gotten a little faulty. And now it's just hypersensitive to everything. Even a small thought like that, that, oh, this shouldn't be happening, is causing internal resistance. And it's so subtle, right? And so here's the important thing to understand, right? If you're having thoughts like this, like, oh man, like this shouldn't be happening, chances are you don't know what the recovery journey is supposed to look like. Right? And that's okay. That's all right, right? Like many times, like this is the first time you're going through this journey, right? Or even if you have gone through this journey, you came out and you don't know how you came out, right? And so this time you're consciously getting out. And so you're having these thoughts of, you know, this shouldn't be happening, but recognize that that is an image that you have in your mind of what you're expecting recovery to look like. We help people around the world recover. The truth is, recovery is messy. Right? And there's these ebbs and flows that happen, right? And if you've been watching this channel for a while, if you've downloaded that ebook, you will see very clearly that one of the main principles I show you is you don't monitor your progress based on your symptoms, right? And that's a very tough concept because it's such an intuitive thing to do. I'm feeling symptoms, something's wrong, right? Naturally, right? You just believe it. It's automatic. It doesn't matter what your theories of anxiety recovery or how you should be coming out of this is. Your nervous system is dynamic, It goes up and down. And so sometimes it overshoots, sometimes it undershoots. When it overshoots, you might be feeling a lot of symptoms. When it undershoots, you might be feeling down. But what it's doing is that it's trying to recalibrate itself. But if you're coming in with these thought processes and these expectations that no, recovery should be happening this way, well, you get in the way of that. And what happens instead is that your body, because you're in that stress mode, because you have that faulty alarm system right now that's hypersensitive, well, it just keeps causing that fight or flight response to happen over and over and over and over again, right? And this is why people get stuck in the cycle, because it's not intuitive. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, that's just accepting it, right? Just accept your way. It's a little bit more harder than you think, and it's a little bit more nuanced than you think. It's very interesting. When people are on the healing journey, both things are true. Most times people are overcomplicating it. And then most times people think they're doing it. They're like focusing on acceptance. They're allowing the symptoms to be there, but they're not, right? And so if you've been watching these videos, if you've been watching these videos for a while and you're like, oh man, I've been doing this for a while, but I haven't been making progress, I can almost guarantee you it's not because you're somehow different and acceptance doesn't work for you, or understanding the mechanics of anxiety or responding to this doesn't work for you. In fact, even this idea of just acceptance, recovery is a lot more than that. Yes, acceptance is part of it, but it's also reframing what's going on, helping you understand what's going on, helping you realize the thought patterns and behaviors that you've had probably for a while that has been fueling these symptoms, that's been fueling this cycle. And so what do I always say? I always say the same thing. Find a guide to help you on the healing journey, to walk you every step of the way. This isn't something like, you know, you can just watch some videos and, you know, that's it. There will be some people that are like that for sure. But you also have to understand, when I started creating YouTube videos, when I started, you know, helping people, nobody was talking about anxiety recovery. And so naturally people wouldn't be getting better. And so when you start talking about anxiety recovery, I've noticed other people have been talking a lot about anxiety recovery too. Guess what? While there's a lot more people getting help, there's still also a lot of people still struggling. So what that tells you is that this isn't just a knowledge issue by itself. These videos are helping you to become problem aware of what's going on and even solution aware in many ways. But you know, getting to that solution, I often find with things like this, finding a guy that can help you on the healing journey. And so I hope this video helps. If this made sense and you want to know what the recovery journey looks like from like the phases of recovery, what to expect on each phase of the journey, make sure to check out this video here. I'll see you in the next one.